Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The first baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Braun chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Braun. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Doyle scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Lynn scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Terrell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock bunts towards the mound. Lee can't make a play. That's a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Bostock moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bostock tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Braun reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk fires to third and picks off Braun. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Bostock moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.